When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, 1982 calling.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on our MyTalk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to go on the professional miniature golf circuit, ladies and gentlemen, queen of the putt-putt, Alexis Thompson.
There was a day. Did a lot of putt-putt golfing. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Happy Friday, Don.
Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to all of you. On this Friday, December 2nd, 2022, welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Bartender Appreciation Day. Mm. Welcome to Business of Popping Corn Day. Welcome to Faux Fur Day. Welcome to International Sweater Festival. Welcome to Fritter Day. Welcome to National Mutt Day. Welcome to Play Basketball Day. Welcome to Safety Razor Day. Welcome to Special Education Day. And welcome to your very first sip of gorgeous coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, how the hell is your coffee?
I just had my first sip and wow, it's the life juice I needed today. So it's fabulous.
Dawn McClain, your tea.
My tea, I just had my first sip and it is the right temperature. It is great on a Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I've had half of mine. No. I could have easily sucked it down within the last 20 minutes, but I waited to stretch it out and it is fantastic. Pylon Angela was training in a new barista, and she made it. I looked at Angela. I go, "You're watching her, right? You're watching her to make sure
it's
made." And she laughs. She goes, "Yes, Jason. So it's delicious." That's cheers, awesome. Everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers. Appreciate your bartenders today.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Well, how can you appreciate them? Just go drinking or
tip them?
Tip them, and I guess, yeah, just show them the money.
Show them the
money.
Don't
bring a gift card. Don't bring baked goods.
No.
I'm just trying to think of other things other than just to go and patronize.
Or just be nice. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what a concept.
Yeah.
Be nice and tip.
Yes.
They're not being nice to you because they want to be friends. Okay.
No, no. I mean, some of them are. I've actually gotten some. I have a good number of bartenders who are friends, but they're there to work, for heaven's sake. They're there to make money.
You're the best when you're at a bar.
Yes. That's okay. I think.
No.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You are the happiest.
Oh.
When you are being served a cocktail in a good way, you know, and chatting up the bartender and having fun. It's your favorite place to sit in a restaurant.
All of that, yes. Oh, yeah. I am a bar dweller. I think you get better service.
Yeah.
I think it's a good trick if you go to a busy restaurant. I've always said that.
Yeah.
If it's in your life and they tell you there's a 45-minute wait, always check the bar. Because you can sit at the bar and
watch
people. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
It's a single person. I used to sit at the bar.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good trick. If you are a singleton, to not feel so weird, just sit at the bar.
Yeah.
So Lex, you had another parent-teacher conference.
Yes, yesterday. We did.
Oh God, yes. This is some good material.
For the 3-year-old, everybody. Early preschool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And some fun takeaways. We didn't talk about not sitting on your friends this time, which I guess he has progressed through that. So that, I guess, is a good thing. But so, of course, they start with the strengths, right? So he's really good at getting his winter gear on when they're going outside. He does it all by himself. That's fabulous. He uses words toward his friends. So
that's good.
No noises and grunting.
Yeah, not a ton of screaming or aggression, I guess.
Okay.
So they use words back and forth. So it's like, wow, major strengths. We're still working on potty training. So that's one of the things that we need to work on. And the other thing was shapes.
Okay.
And so we're sitting in this conference and like, okay, well, yeah, we'll work on some shapes, you know, with the blocks and the, you know, here's a rectangle, here's a square. And I'm thinking very basic shapes, you know, like a circle, a heart. And like he knows those, but okay, good to know. Yeah. And so she's like, he's having some difficulty. And then she slides a sheet of paper over with the hexagon and the rhombus.
What?
And I looked at her and I'm going, rhombus.
Yeah. I'm 48 and I don't know what
you guys
rhombus is.
Know what a rhombus.
Hexagon, yes, but rhombus.
The hell is a rhombus, Don? Do you know what a rhombus is?
You know what?
Is?
I kind of kicked that out at some point to add more things like TV shows into my head.
Yeah. So, you know, I was like, oh.
I wanted to make space.
Yeah. My library was full. I had clean out some things that I thought weren't important anymore.
Well, especially Lex, things that you can Google. Well, I know now, but in the moment I go, oh, yeah, we'll work on rhombus. We'll work on all of the shapes. And so on the way home, I was like, well, she also had them on the sheet too. But I also looked up because I thought it was just like, well, so think of a rectangle.
Okay.
And then you just take the top. Yeah. Or the bottom, and then just shift it to the left or the right. So there's one has a like a 45 degree angle, and the other one has
it's like
the
a
opposite,
little
like 190 plus 45.
But like this?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
oh, sorry,
so
no
rectangle,
one can see me.
And then it's just with two angles.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look.
Oh, I enjoy that graphically.
It's
I enjoy
shape.
That shape. Like for graphics and graphic design, it's. I didn't know the damn thing. It's a Roomba?
Rhombus.
The Roomba is the vacuum cleaner.
They should have made that in a rhombus shape. I see. So it's a drunk rectangle.
Basically, yes.
Leaning over.
A parallelogram with opposite equal acute angles and opposite obtuse angles.
Okay.
So
do you think that sometimes since he is bilingual, maybe he knows rhombus in Spanish?
No.
I mean, I don't even, is rhombus in Spanish still
they
rhombus?
They don't care about rhombus.
They're like, what?
La rhombus.
Rhombus in Spanish. That's I'm not sure. It's Rombo.
Oh.
That's how you can teach him.
But he's three.
That's what I wanted to say.
That's the obvious thing. Like, you learn that when you're...
Where are you taking this kid? Are you taking this kid to Stanford? Where the hell is he preschool?
Is he in Montessori school? Be honest.
Oh, my God, Lex.
Well, and there's a lot of Montessori, techniques and stuff that they use.
It's not technically one, but...
It's
the best way to teach kids, I think. I think there should be more in public.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Agree. That's... Yes.
Implement those.
Yeah, and he's really good with like textile, like or tactile, you know, putting beads on string. Well, I mean, you know, things like that, and painting and cutting and stuff. But which I think has a lot to do with that.
String.
Yeah, I know. I was like, we do that at home. But
how's this political science class going?
I know. That's just like a rhombus.
Jesus, what is it? What are they teaching this kid?
He doesn't know his rhombus very well.
Oh,
like, okay.
Well, that's going to need to change because he's going into city planning. We've already decided he's going to build highways, so...
Oh, my God, Lex!
I know!
You need to check the curriculum of this place.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even go to preschool. So, like, I jumped right into kindergarten, I guess, and maybe I learned the rhombus there. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was maybe seventh grade when it was like...
Is he starting AP Calculus in June?
Probably. Trigonometry's first, then calculus.
What? Seriously?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We didn't have this in Indiana. I mean, I think I laid on a carpet. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think I laid on a carpet.
Yeah.
I got up, I played in a fake kitchen, and I went back to the carpet. Yeah. And then my mom picked me up.
Exactly.
I
mean, that's all it was.
Yeah.
I started dying laughing because I'm thinking,
oh my God.
Wow, there were 35 shapes on this sheet of paper.
Are you serious? I wonder if we would know
teaching them. I should have brought it.
Oh God, we need a test next week.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Let's test the shapes.
If we could pass Zen's test.
And we must know it in English and Spanish.
Yes.
Oh
good
my gosh.
Lord.
Yeah, that was probably the most funny thing of all, other than, you know, counting and the letters and everything.
Oh, sure.
They also...
We just did letters and numbers.
Yes, that's it.
I didn't even do that.
I mean, you just put some colors.
They just gave me crayons and it was like, stay in the lines and
don't
you pass.
Eat the paste. Yeah.
Right.
Say please and thank you. It's lunchtime, nap time, goodbye.
Don't be a booby snatcher. Color within the lines. Lay in your carpet and go home.
You've got mail.
He's a very good eater, though. That's the other thing. I guess he eats like 2 or 3 hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, how good for him.
They offer the kids one, and he grabs more.
Oh, what a great thing.
He loves peas and carrots, and yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. And broccoli, as he says.
So what we've learned about Zen is this morning. The kid is smarter than the three of us combined.
Yeah.
He likes to eat eggs, and he can poop on his own. Is that where we're at? Yes.
Well, we're still working on that.
Oh, we're working on the last part.
Right now we're on like ups in the day is what he says, diapers at night, and then we put some, you know, big boy underwear over the ups, and then on the weekends we work on no ups, but you know. are you diaper training too?
Basically, Zen. I'm working on all of those things.
Well, it is so funny because you get like.
Everything Zen's working on, I need to work on.
The same progress report. No, this is going to be borderline TMI, but it relates, and I promise.
Okay.
You don't get a lot of privacy with a toddler, right? And he'll just walk into the bathroom with you.
Uh-huh.
You know, time of the month, right? Sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I like to wear, like, a pad. And one time...
He's like, is that a rhombus?
Especially at the night...
He's identifying the shape of Alexis's pad.
He's like, does that have wings on it?
No, it's not. It's like a melted rhombus, Mom.
Like, that's the weirdest oval I've ever seen. Oh my gosh. So you get no privacy, right? And he looked in my underwear and he was like, Mommy wears diapers too. And he goes, ups in the day, diapers at night. And I was like, yeah, kinda. I guess I'm working on the same thing you are.
Oh my gosh. He's so confused. That's funny.
Oh gosh.
Mom, your pad is a parallelogram.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
oh man, oof,
let's take a break. when we come back, I forgot that I forgot.
Oh,
next.
Oh.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
Thank you, Mr. Buble. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the planet at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Coming up in the show, our third hour, the moment you've been waiting for all week, forced movie reviews. Today it is the Academy Award winning Simon Says.
S-E-Z.
Yeah, that Alexis assigned me from 1999.
Good old Dennis Rodman, huh?
Yeah.
You love it?
Uh-huh. Also, at the top of the third hour, we're going to continue to say goodbye to our buddy Don, who's moving to noon to three with the very best of Dawn. So it's another great segment from her.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
So stay right there. Now, I brought up the movie for a reason, because we were supposed to do it last week, but Alexis was not. Well, we were, I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But we last week, obviously, was Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So we were in reruns. And then the week before, Lexa Lulu was under the weather. So yesterday, I was trying to be polyproductive, and I went against what Alexis and I stand for, and that is waiting until the very last damn minute to do anything, pack, watch our movie assignment, whatever.
Yeah.
I had one appointment post TV show yesterday, and I thought, oh, wow, I have my runway is wide open. I have a wide open runway. And I'm like, okay, well, and some plans for the evening had popped up that I was excited about. And I thought, okay, I don't want to have to worry about this post plans. I know I'm not going to want to watch Dennis freaking Rodman at 8 o'clock
after you've had a cocktail.
Maybe, you know. So I started to watch it early, Lex. I almost sent you a picture to shock you it was early. So I jump on the Tubby and turn on the Apple TV. I turned on the Tubby. And I clicked on Simon Says, because that's how good this movie is. It's available only on Tubi.
Free?
So, free.
It's free? Okay.
So, I went to my...
no points for that.
Nope. I went to my... No, not at all, girl. Not at all. So, I went to my Tubi... my Tubi library.
Okay.
And I put in Simon Says. And the cover art popped up. And underneath the cover art, it said, "Watch again?" question mark. And I went, what? Like, what? Oh. I'm like, is Colin watching this in his free time? Like, is Dexter and Mr. Big? Like, what?
That would be something.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm realizing that I had already watched the movie.
Alexis, did you assign this to him?
2 weeks ago. No. Meaning I was polyproductive 2.5 weeks ago. And the movie was so bad that I had no physical memory of the movie. And I mean this. I swear to God. Swear to Oprah. Swear at my mom's left hand.
Wow.
I laughed out loud on my couch. I started giggling. I thought, oh my God,
yeah, you don't have to watch it. Yeah.
I did. I had to scan back through.
You had to go back.
Because it was so bad, I physically had no real memories of consuming this movie. But Tubby was telling me that I had watched it. It said, watch again. God. And I clicked on it. And it showed me where I left off, which was the credits.
Interesting.
So I did watch
asleep?
It.
Wait, so you as you were scanning through it, you don't
it rang a bell. Yes.
Oh, it did ring a bell. Oh okay. I thought you forgot, and then okay.
Well, I forgot until I scanned through it.
Gotcha.
And then I thought, oh God, I remember how much I hate Dane Cook. Oh, I forgot how stupid that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he's in it, too.
Oh, he sure is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it is
everybody.
A rather interesting forced movie review. Plus, we're going to make not a big one, but we have an announcement about the show. Yeah, we'll put it like that as we move forward. So you don't want to miss that third hour. But we have more coming up, including... Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Jason live from Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. one of the great things about Nutrisource is the fact that there are so many varieties as far as products are concerned. For instance, the different formulas. They have the traditional, the original Nutrisource formulas. Then they have Pure Vita. You hear Katie Canine talk about Pure Vita a lot. Pure Vita is their line of foods that have limited ingredients, just a few. You're not going to turn around that bag and find 4,000 words. They also have their Element series. The Element series is that beautiful black bag. I love that that logo. And it returns your dog to their natural diets. Again, limited ingredients. So no matter what you're looking for your dog, Nutrisource has it. Find a store near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Health insurance that...
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 1071 and live streaming on MyTalk1071.com. Hey, don't forget that the Santa Project is continuing on, benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Bring a toy or gift to Twin Cities Closet Company in Mound during the Donna and Steve live show taking place next Wednesday, the 7th, or anytime during the Santa Project. And you can also drop toys off at Twin Cities Closet Company's Minneapolis location. Use keyword Santa on MyTalk1071.com. Meanwhile, welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good fry. Yeah. Coming up a little bit. Coming up in a little bit. Oh, Kanye. We'll get to that in just a second.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. But there's more. Yes.
Yeah. But let's talk about something happy for just a second, or goofy. I have to know about this trend. I've seen a couple beverage trends over the last 24 hours. The hell is this mayo thing, Lex? Oh, what is this mayo thing?
All right. I know, Jace, me and you, we're not the biggest fan of eggnog.
No.
Already. Dawn, I know you love it.
I love it, but this makes me want to puke.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you for saying that. Because would you add mayonnaise to your eggnog?
Okay. I'm with Dawn.
That's what they're suggesting holiday season.
It's like saying, would you butter your baby?
Oh.
You know, would you smear butter all over your baby before you put clothes on it? I don't know. That's how ridiculous it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
My throat's closing up. Like, even thinking about that.
Oh, just.
Because eggnog by itself.
Plopping into it?
You use an emulsifier? What are you doing to make it less chunky?
Oh, yeah, because it separates, but it's not really. Okay, yeah.
So eggnog is thick enough on its own. We only use, we were only allowed, because we would drink it so fast, my mom made us put in our cup a third eggnog and the rest two-thirds milk. So it really just had an eggnog flavor, and it wasn't thick at all.
That's like adding cottage cheese to ice cream.
You know what I mean? The thought of adding mayo just to straight eggnog is so revolting.
Yep. Well, of course, that's what the mayo companies want. So try it if you feel like it.
I don't.
And if anybody does, please tweet us and let us know or email the show. Because, that sounds nasty.
What's the purpose?
To make it creamier, to make it like, to give it that kind of that soury, saying that. That extra
so maybe
mayo.
To cut the, it is really sweet.
Yeah.
And it already has egg in it, and mayo is made of eggs.
Yeah, so it's just
why are we doing that?
Kind of more of the same.
Oh.
The only way I really like my eggnog is Puerto Rican style, drinking it like coquito. Add rum, coconut milk, condensed milk.
Oh.
A little nutmeg on top. Mmm, my husband makes it. Haven't you had it, Jason? I feel like 100 years ago.
Maybe I have.
Because he makes it over the holiday.
You know what? 100 years ago. You know what, Lex? I think we did it on air.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
I think we did.
Okay.
I think it was during like one of the periods when I was actually in studio with you.
Yeah.
Well, I think we did.
We gifted a bottle, a long time ago. Oh, but but yeah, it's so good. It's rum. You can easily make it. That's how I like my coquito. I mean, my eggnog.
Your eggnog.
Yes.
I think I have had it. Again, 100 years, 102 years.
So sweetened and condensed milk, that's pretty sweet. That's real thick. And then eggnog, rum, and what else?
Eggnog, let's see here. There's evaporated milk. Did I say that? Condensed milk. Let me see here. There's a little vanilla extract in there, some cinnamon, and you put some nutmeg on top. So good.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. That is... And you just take a little sip. I mean, I guess it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
But usually it's
you go in the bathroom and you have half of it and then you come back and pour a little more in and then you go, chugging. Oh, I don't know. Is this mine?
What's this?
Oh,
is this one mine? Some. Oh, what happened? Did the cat get to this?
Oh, look. That damn cat. That damn cat.
Oh. Super really cold. Mmm.
Well, we're going to need a stiff drink to talk about Kanye.
Yeah. Gosh, what's going on with him, guys?
Well, he sat down with Alex Jones.
Great.
For an appearance on Alex's show in a puffy jacket, a black hood over his face, and proceeded to sing the praises of Hitler. Now, I'm only I'm not kidding. I'm not even trying to be dramatic. I wondered if we should even play it. But I think we have to because we can't ignore it. We shouldn't ignore it. So I'm just going to play a portion of what he said. And then we can react on the other side.
I see good things about Hitler also. The Jew, I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table. Especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler.
What? How does he back that up?
That he invented the highway system and microphones, which he did not, by the way. Those were just two of the justifications for his deranged opinion. I got to tell you, I wasn't already done, but I'm sorry. I'm no longer accepting the fact that when we talk about Kanye 2 seconds later, and I'm not saying us as the us, but we say something outrageous and offensive that Kanye has done. And then as some sort of reasoning, we go, well, but mental illness. No, mental illness doesn't make you an anti-Semite. I'm sorry. I'm done. It's not mental illness. He's an anti-Semite. Period. On the end of the sentence. It's disgusting.
I wonder if he's always had these feelings and Kim knew about it and he never has expressed it, or if it's just something that is completely a shock to her, you know, or if he's just discovered and looked into Hitler and thought, oh, there's a good quality. He put his shoes on the right foot. Let's celebrate him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Is this a new love for Hitler? Has he always had this?
Yeah, I think it's a newer
anti-Semitic. Okay.
A newer thing. Or maybe he had the thought, but didn't share it extreme as he is now.
I also read that he said, I'm the one that the young kids wouldn't know about anti-Semitism if I didn't make it cool.
Oh, like stop I have. It.
Like I've made it.
So wouldn't.
I've made it a word again.
Making hate cool.
Yeah. So he's saying they wouldn't even know what it is. So you should thank me, basically.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
So does that mean he is educating them on a bad thing? And so everyone should know that this exists? No, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he's doubling down on. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
He's doubling down on his hatred of the Jewish.
And you just don't want to believe it. Right.
I believe it. And again, for those in the back, it's not mental illness. It's just not. It's not. This is how he feels. This is how he feels.
Yeah.
It doesn't. We've known people that have had differing degrees of mental illness. It doesn't make you say this stuff. It doesn't make you have this much hate in your heart.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
You just think about his children.
Yes.
Oof. It's anyone just around him that really cares for him. He also mentioned that Hitler was born Christian. I'm like, okay.
Looks like he didn't really look into that too
something
hard.
Of value that he brings to the table. I'm like, there's a lot of bad people who were born that way.
He probably into a Christian should family. Just Google just a couple seconds before he says something like that.
Oh, and it's hard to really take him seriously, too, with a full mask over his face.
Well, there's like, that, too. Can I tell you, this
you
is
look,
how...
You look like a terrorist.
I watched too much of this. I didn't just watch the clip. I watched a good portion of this. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when Alex Jones doesn't know how to respond.
Who disagrees with him?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones disagreed.
Alex Jones looked like the rational one in the room.
Right, which has never happened, ever.
I'm not kidding, everyone. Watch the clip. Alex can't believe. Alex is stunned. And there's been some crazy crap that has been said on that show.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, that's the reason he owes like $1.5 billion to the Sandy Hook families.
Yes.
This isn't even about cancel culture. This is being held responsible for the things that you say. And he can't come back from this. He cannot come back from this.
He pulled out a Yoo-hoo chocolate drink. And I wonder how they're feeling today.
He pulled out a net and was waving around the net saying it was Benjamin Netanyahu.
That was the next thing.
Yes, like a puppet show. Like I was waiting for him to pull out Lady Adelaine. Elaine.
Doesn't someone need to do a 5150
wellness check?
Or whatever it's called, whenever you basically call and say this person is not mentally stable and they need to be taken into, you know, what they did with
conservatorship.
I mean, like a legitimate thing when somebody isn't able to.
Yeah, if he was a female,
manage themselves because of the mental illness. Mm-hmm. And I do agree, Jason, it's not just this.
No.
And plus, just to label it as bipolar disorder is not fair because people can have multiple diagnoses. And I just hate that it's all being pushed onto bipolar disorder because there's so many people who suffer from that are good people. And
I was just,
you know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
No,
my apologies.
Go on.
I'm just getting so upset because it's offensive to people that really are struggling with real mental illness. You know what I mean? It's offensive to, humanity, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even a hyperbole. It's just offensive. Especially Hitler.
Just going backwards.
You cannot go along
with giving people license to I have a voice too now, but you're a moron.
Yeah, we need to stop giving him a voice, I think, if we could do that. Like, I'm not saying on this show, I'm just saying platforms like Alex Jones and, you know.
But that's,
he just got kicked off Twitter again, which is like, wait a second. I thought Elon Musk wasn't doing that.
Yeah, hello.
But he says he violated because he tweeted out a swastika.
Yes. See, but Lex is right. If you just heard Alexis, we're going backwards and this. Because this is the problem. It's not just a celebrity. This guy has millions of followers. Millions. We can laugh about it here on My Talk. We can
differentiate.
We can have some critical thought about it. But this guy has millions and millions of followers. And what makes this dangerous is when him and politicians and so-called leaders and celebrities bring light to this much hate. It gives people who are even considering thinking like this license to express it and sometimes act on it. That is why it is dangerous.
Not only that
is why it is. It's not just a celebrity saying it. There are people out there that listen to this guy and they think, oh, wow, I've had that thought about the Jewish community once. If Kanye's basically giving me permission. He feels this way and he's not getting punished. Well, and it gives especially people that are mentally unstable.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them permission to act on it, possibly violently. That is why this is so, so dangerous.
And thousands of young people who have never heard the message of the other version of this, they're not educated. And so they haven't heard what happened. Like, it would be shocking to us. I saw like a 60 Minutes or something where they talked about the Holocaust. Like a Holocaust survivor went into some schools mm-hmm. and they were explaining to them what it was and what happened to them, and none of the kids knew. And they were like in ninth grade.
So, it's just horrible.
And then they were like, wow, that was really awful. I didn't know that. You know, seriously.
There's been so many examples of it. The LGBTQ just recently, last night.
Yes.
Asian community.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just, how many more examples do we need?
The whole groomer thing.
Yes.
You know, 2-3 years ago, I didn't have to worry about that, but politicians started fear tactics because it was an election year to start labeling drag queens and people in my community as groomers. And now grandmas are saying the word groomer. Like they've made everything about gay folks sexual. Mm-mm. And it's like, oh, drag queens reading to kids. They're, you know, my God, it's just. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, on Monday night, a man walked into 19 Bar in Minneapolis.
Yep.
Wielding a gun and screaming hate.
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
So
it's happening at home, is what I'm saying. This is not something that's, you know, international, not in my neighborhood. It's here.
It's 17 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Anyhootly. Well, there you go. Let's lighten things up. Shall we give a little prize away to turn the light switch and to give a little levity while we present some Kmart in-store Christmas music from the 70s?
All right. I have, we're going to get two winners here for a 4-pack of tickets to Junk Bonanza Christmas show. That starts today, goes through tomorrow. It's an indoor vintage shopping event for your holiday needs, vintage wants and more, taking place today and tomorrow at Canterbury Park. So you'll get 4 tickets if you win. 651-641-1071. If it's ringing and ringing, just hang on the line since I have to get 2 people's information. Thank you.
That's right. Thanks, everybody. And thanks to Junk Bonanza. When we come back, we will lighten things up. I don't know why. I think Mickey Mouse was constipated yesterday because he just released a whole bunch of trailers. Yeah. So we'll talk about them when we come back. You're the
reason I believe in love. Today's show is brought to you by Bitcoin, the next best thing to throwing your money down the toilet.
Thank you. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk, live streaming around the globe. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn on this Friday, December 2nd. We have just a few minutes because understandably that was a big weighty topic. So we went a little long there. So we have just a few minutes, which is perfect because this is more visual than anything. Mickey Mouse basically dumped a whole bunch of stuff yesterday. And I don't know if Bob Iger decided to do this, but it came out of nowhere. First, we learned the Mandalorian's new season has a date. Grogu is back March 1st of next year.
Oh,
yes.
Can't wait.
Next, they dropped the poster, the teaser poster, and the teaser trailer for the new Indiana Jones movie.
Yes. I just watched it in the break.
Did you watch it in the break?
Yes.
What do you think?
I can't wait. Well, you know, I love Indiana Jones. I love the whole series. So in that way, I will probably love anything they put out, but I like the technique they're using. He's, you know, the resistant hero. Not sure if he wants to come back. Of course, he gets involved. And it looks like there's some really cool flashbacks, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how they do that. Or if it's just,
de-aging digitally.
They hired that guy who was doing deep fakes. He was on YouTube doing his own deep fakes and fixing and making better stuff that Disney had done with like Star Wars.
Yeah.
And this guy was so good at it that Lucasfilm ended up hiring him. And now Disney has amazing, I don't know if it's proprietary, they have amazing de-aging technology and they're using it with Indiana Jones. I got to tell you, I looked at a side by side that Entertainment Weekly put up. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not creepy. It's just really good.
Agreed.
It's It's like jets and stuff, man. I mean, we're making people young. It's just, I don't know. It's called Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Ooh. And I'm with you, Lex. I thought this looks good. Now, a trailer can make anything look good. But
that's
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Dawn, what did you think in our last few seconds here before?
You know, I think it looks amazing, the de-aging. I will say that. I am not a fan of Phoebe Waller-Bridge, so I'm going to have a hard time. I hated Fleabag. It's going to be difficult, but I'm gonna like it. I'm going to force myself to like it and just ignore the fact that I don't like her in that role. So maybe she'll be okay in the, you know, because that was a different style. So
yep.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Look at it on the Lucasfilm YouTube page. Hour 2 starts next.